Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLuc fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLuc fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Power reaches second base with a double. Kirkland moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 3-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Ike DeLuck. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Schilling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Temple steals second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Power bunts towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkland moves to second. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Held strikes out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Kirkland scores. Romano moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Romano moves to third. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 3 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Yastrzemski reaches third base with a triple. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Frank Funk now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Pearsall bunts in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Temple scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 4 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Romano, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Power scores. Held moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-4 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.